Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposes a comprehensive global development compact to assist Global South partner countries in achieving balanced and inclusive growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reiterates the need for UN reforms. Medical services affected across the country due to doctors' protest over the Kolkata rape and murder case. Union Health Ministry urges striking doctors to resume duties and assures them of all possible steps for their safety. Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviews Mpox situation and preparedness in the country, says no case reported in India so far. Indian students secure 8 medals, including 3 gold, in Earth Sciences Olympiad in Beijing, China. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has proposed a comprehensive global development compact on behalf of India. He said the foundation of this compact will be based on India's development journey and experience of development partnership. The Prime Minister said this in his closing remarks at the third Voice of the Global South virtual summit today. He said today's discussion paved the way to move forwards together and expressed confidence that the discussion will boost the efforts to achieve goals set up by Global South nations.
आज मैं आपके सामने भारत की ओर से एक व्यापक ग्लोबल डेवलपमेंट कॉम्पैक्ट का प्रस्ताव रखना चाहता हूं। इस कॉम्पैक्ट की नींव भारत की विकास यात्रा और विकास साझेदारी के अनुभवों पर आधारित होगी। यह कॉम्पैक्ट ग्लोबल साउथ के देशों द्वारा स्वयं निर्धारित की गई विकास प्राथमिकताओं से प्रेरित होगा। यह ह्यूमन सेंट्रिक होगा और विकास के लिए मल्टी डायमेंशनल होगा और मल्टी सेक्टोरल अप्रोच को आगे बढ़ाएगा।
Earlier in his opening remarks, the Prime Minister called on the nations of the Global South to stand united in one voice to become each other's strength. He expressed concern about the current global atmosphere of uncertainty and challenges.
पिछली सदी में बने ग्लोबल गवर्नेंस और फाइनेंशियल इंस्टीट्यूशंस इस सदी की चुनौतियों से लड़ने में असमर्थ रहे हैं। यह समय की मांग है कि ग्लोबल साउथ के देश एकजुट होकर एक स्वर में एक साथ खड़े रहकर एक दूसरे की ताकत बने।
Speaking at the first Foreign Ministers' session of the Global South Summit, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar urged member countries to work together as a family to facilitate the flow of low-cost financing and critical technologies. Later addressing the media, the External Affairs Minister said various important issues, including food, health and energy security, were discussed at the third Voice of the Global South Summit, which was hosted virtually by India. Addressing the media after the conclusion of the summit, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated the need for UN reforms, saying there is a growing sentiment for it.
Where the UN and global architecture was concerned, I would say there was almost unanimous view that there was need for reform, that this was much delayed. Some countries very specifically referred to who they felt should be permanent members of the United Nations.
Dr. S. Jaishankar said other issues also included challenges related to resources, access to resources, and concerns about employment and economic inequality. He said these are common problems raised by many leaders at the summit.
The problem of realizing the demographic dividend, concerns about employment and economic inequality. So this, in a way, were common problems which many leaders raised. Then there was a very strong focus on their climate concerns. Almost every leader spoke about the extreme weather. Many referred to the emissions challenge, growing pollution. A few of them brought up specifically water issues, biodiversity, and the small island developing states were particularly articulate about their predicament.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said India is committed to ensuring that the Global South takes on a larger role in shaping global development governance. In her address at the Finance Minister's session of the Third Voice of the Global South Summit, Ms. Sitharaman sought the continued collaboration of participants in deepening their efforts to maximize collective impact. She also drew their attention to a pressing challenge that hinders developing economies from achieving their development goals. She said a recent report revealed that the implementation of many Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, in developing economies is stagnating, with some indicators even regressing. She added that the SDG financing gap is estimated at $4 trillion annually for developing countries. Medical services were affected throughout the country as doctors, medical professionals and students are staging a 24-hour protest across the country on the call of the Indian Medical Association, IMA, in protest against the rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata. Non-emergency and OPD services have been suspended since 6 a.m. this morning and the suspension will continue till tomorrow. However, all essential services are being maintained. In Delhi, doctors from Ram Manohar Lohia and Lady Harding Medical College hospitals joined the protests, including faculty members of AIIMS Delhi. In Bihar, medical services in government hospitals as well as private hospitals are affected. In Tamil Nadu, OPD services and elective surgeries in private hospitals were cancelled in solidarity with those on strike demanding justice for the murdered doctor in Kolkata. The Tamil Nadu Government Doctors Association also joined them, but only for 1 hour. In Maharashtra, doctors' associations throughout the state joined the strike, leading to the suspension of patient services in many general hospitals. The BMC-MARD, representing resident doctors from Sion, Nair, Cooper and KEM hospitals in Mumbai, staged a protest at Azad Maidan. In West Bengal, the left and Congress parties also protested in all districts. On the other hand, the ruling Trinamool Congress took out rallies in Kolkata and other places, demanding hanging of the criminals involved in the incident. The Union Health Ministry has urged protesting doctors to resume their duties in the larger public interest and assured them of all possible efforts to ensure their safety. The Ministry said a committee will be formed to suggest measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals. It said the representatives of all stakeholders, including the state governments, will be invited to share their suggestions with the panel. In a related development, the IMA has written a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi over the case, demanding security of doctors and speedy justice in the matter. The association, in its letter, also demanded that the security protocol of all hospitals should be on the lines of airports. It also demanded appropriate and dignified compensation to the bereaved family of the victim. Meanwhile, the Central Bureau of Investigation is interrogating the principal of the medical college, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, in Kolkata. A team from the agency is investigating at the hospital and another team is at the location of the arrested accused, Sanjay Roy. The Health Ministry has said there is no reported case of monkeypox in the country till date. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviewed the monkeypox situation and preparedness in New Delhi today in view of the WHO declaring it a public health emergency of international concern a few days ago. It was decided that precautionary measures be put in place to prevent and control the spread of the disease. The measures include sensitizing health units at all airports, seaports and ground crossings, readying the testing laboratories and gearing up health facilities for detecting, isolating and managing any cases. We have more from our correspondent.
During the review meeting, it was decided that precautionary measures be put in place to prevent and control the spread of the disease. The measures include sensitizing health units at all airports, seaports and ground crossings, readying the testing laboratories and gearing up health facilities for detecting, isolating and managing any cases. A joint monitoring group meeting under the chairmanship of Director General of Health Services and consisting of experts from relevant fields was held yesterday to review the situation. The Health Minister said that the risk of a large outbreak with sustained transmission is presently low for the country. The Health Ministry is closely monitoring the situation. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has expressed deep concern over the rapid spread of monkeypox or mpox in Africa, calling for international support for the continent in its response to the ongoing outbreak. In his capacity as the African Union champion on pandemic prevention, preparedness and response, Mr. Ramaphosa issued a statement today on the current situation of the mpox outbreak in the African continent. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle and at AIR News Alerts. The BJP's national office bearers meeting was held in New Delhi to discuss the party's membership drive. The meeting was chaired by party president JP Nadda, union minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah, along with other senior party leaders also attended the meeting. Addressing the media after the meeting, BJP spokesperson Sambit Patra said the party will start its membership drive on the 1st of next month.
1 सितंबर से मेंबरशिप ड्राइव चार आयामों से आगे बढ़ेगा. एक आयाम है मिस्ड कॉल. टेलीफोन में मिस्ड कॉल के माध्यम से लोग भारतीय जनता पार्टी से जुड़ पाएंगे. दूसरा आयाम है क्यूआर कोड. नमो ऐप के माध्यम से भी सदस्यता ग्रहण किया जा सकता है और साथ ही साथ bjp.org के माध्यम से भी सदस्यता ग्रहण कर सकता है.
In Punjab, Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann announced the creation of 3,000 new posts for Anganwadi workers and the opening of new recruitment opportunities for women. Addressing a gathering during a state-level function to mark the festival of Raksha Bandhan in Barnala today, he said the state government has already started the process for this. In Haryana, four MLAs of the Jananayak Janata Party have resigned today from the party. The MLAs who resigned include Anoop Dhanak, Devendra Singh Babli, Ishwar Singh and Ram Charan. The broadcast sequence of hourly news bulletins of Akashwani is being revised. From midnight, the 5-minute Hindi bulletin will air on the hour, with the English bulletin following immediately after. A team of Indian students has secured 3 gold, 2 silver and 3 bronze medals at the 17th International Earth Sciences Olympiad held in Beijing in China. The Olympiad was held from the 8th to the 16th of this month. The 4-member Indian team comprising students from Gujarat, Kerala, Chhattisgarh and Rajasthan won the medals in 3 different categories, including Earth System Project and International Team Field Investigation. In Uttarakhand, the trek route to Kedarnath, which suffered severe damage from landslides triggered by heavy rain, has been repaired and reopened to pilgrims after a 15-day closure. The 19-kilometre path, previously obstructed at 29 points by landslide debris, was cleared and reopened yesterday. A team of 260 workers completed the restoration in just 15 days, allowing pilgrims to return to Kedarnath Dham. The Regional Meteorological Department has predicted heavy rains for Kanyakumari, Tirunelveli, Kainkasi, Thoothukudi and 6 other districts for another week. Light to moderate widespread rains are likely to occur during this period. China's Ministry of Water Resources today activated a Level 4 emergency flood response in the Xinjiang Uyghur region in anticipation of severe rainfall and potential flooding. Heavy to torrential rains are forecast in China's northwestern areas till Monday. The National Meteorological Center renewed a blue alert for rainstorms, with heavy rainfall expected to continue to lash several regions of the country. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate a new state-of-the-art Maritime Rescue Coordination Centre of the Indian Coast Guard during his visit to Chennai tomorrow. He will also inaugurate the Marine Pollution Response Centre in Chennai and the Coast Guard Air Enclave in Puducherry. Later, he is also scheduled to release a commemorative coin in honour of late Dr. Kalyanar M. Karunanidhi on his birth centenary. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposes a comprehensive global development compact to assist Global South partner countries in achieving balanced and inclusive growth. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reiterates the need for UN reforms. Medical services affected across the country due to doctors' protest over the Kolkata rape and murder case. Union Health Ministry urges striking doctors to resume duties and assures them of all possible steps for their safety. Health Minister JP Nadda reviews mpox situation and preparedness in the country, says no case reported in India so far. and Indian students secure 8 medals, including 3 gold, in Earth Sciences Olympiad in Beijing, China. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.